Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now.
That's a nice eclectic mix from Fatboy Slim. I broke something.
What are you doing?
I didn't broke it. Okay.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Rue.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm going to turn my headphones up a little bit. I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Okay. What are you doing?
Your lovely voice in my ear.
Thank you.
I must infuse it into my brain. I'll just wallow in it.
Okay. Is that what everybody else is doing?
I like the waller in things.
Waller. Well, yeah. I don't say waller.
Why?
Because it's too close to a relative you have.
Oh.
And I just can't.
You can't deal with?
You wallow.
Wallow?
Let's speak clearly. Enunciate.
Yes, ma'am. Enunciate.
Speak clearly.
Speak clearly and enunciate.
Thank you.
The word wallow.
Wallow.
Not waller.
Not waller. I waller in the mud because I'm a hick and I don't know how. I don't know how to cipher.
Okay, then. I don't know what to do with that. Really, I don't. So we're just going to start the show now.
What?
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, everybody. On today's show, we got a lot of calls from you we got to get through, so here we go.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, here we are.
Hello.
How are you?
What are we starting with?
Calls.
What you got?
We got calls. We got lots and lots of calls.
All righty then.
We got calls coming out of our ears.
Ears?
Okay, ears.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Ears?
Fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Chris, you're so funny.
Chris Martins. Yes, I know. I said it wrong on purpose.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. This is Chris from the plural Jesus Geeks. How you guys doing?
As opposed to the original JesusGeek.info, which is John Wilkerson.
He's the plural Jesus Geeks.
They're the ones riding on the coattails of the original Jesus Geek.
Who we haven't heard from in a while.
Your podcast.
Yeah, I wonder if he's mad at us or something. I'm going to stop plugging him until he calls back.
There you go. Ooh, that's good incentive.
Let's see what Chris Martin says to say.
Geeks, how you guys doing? Just listening to your podcast and comments about inappropriate songs and what the lyrics mean.
Do we need to issue the Wilkerson alert?
Do we need the Wilkerson alert on
Reminded
this one?
Reminded me of a story at a church outing. It was a college group outing, and our college pastor was barbecuing up some burgers, and I'm sitting there talking with somebody, and off on the side, he's sitting there barbecuing and singing the song Afternoon Delight. I just stopped. I looked at him and go, dude, why are you singing that song? And I was like, oh, it may not be a Christian song, but I still enjoy it. I'm like, wait a minute. Do you know what that song means? And he just stops. And this has this look on his face like he just realized what the song meant. Needless to say, he wasn't singing anymore during the barbecue.
Oh, man.
I got a good laugh out of that one.
That is good.
Good work, guys.
Thank you.
And I'll talk with you again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Can you imagine a youth pastor singing Afternoon Delight? That's funny.
That is one of the cheesiest songs. Man. Oh, man. What was it, the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the 70s?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, my goodness.
We can't play it.
No,
I mean, it's not dirty.
No, not at all. But, I mean, it's just Yeah, there's, I don't know how he could not know what it meant.
Not appropriate.
I mean, it wasn't in code or anything.
Yeah, my favorite cheese song like that. It was very, because I always think of this song when I hear that song.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm having daydreams about not things in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. who was that?
But that was, you know, that's a love song about two people that are married. I have no idea who that was. Probably Don Williams or some cheese artist.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Faith. It's Lottie Da.
Hey, Lottie Da.
I'm calling to congratulate you on your Kashi pizza.
your Kashi pizza.
I love Kashi. And just about every time they come out with something new, I go and buy it. I haven't tried all the flavors of everything. For example, I have not tried every cereal they've ever come out with. But I have tried their cereals, waffles, microwave meals, pizzas. They have these new pocket things that have, like, you know, I don't even know what to call them. They're little pocket things. And okay. I can't think of what else. They're oatmeal, granola. Yeah, they have lots of great things. And they're also tasty. That's probably not true. There's probably one that's gross. But I'm so glad that you enjoyed the pizza. And I don't like the one that has all the cheese and the tomatoes on it. But
which one did you have?
Had spinach,
mm-hmm.
and it was a veggie. It was the vegetarian pizza.
Ah, the vegetarian pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
I like the Kashi cereal.
I know, I can't. It's too much grape nuts. Hurts my jaw. Oh, we've already had this discussion.
Good. But the other ones are really good, especially that one with like the artichokes and stuff.
Artichokes.
Oh, so
on a pizza? No.
Pizza. I don't know if you have that down
which
there.
One?
But they have no cheese on their pizza, which is kind of weird. You'd think it'd be gross, but it's really good because it has like caramelized onions instead of sauce. It doesn't have tomato sauce.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Wait. Stop.
It's good. You can't say it until
you've
tried it.
No cheese and no tomato sauce. It's not a pizza.
You haven't had it.
It's a salad on a piece of bread.
Nope. Try it.
That is not a pizza.
How do you know?
It's just salad on a piece of bread. No. What makes it a pizza?
Listen.
What makes it a pizza is the tomato paste.
Why? Why does that have to be?
Because there are three
central... Who decided that?
The pizza god.
There's no pizza god.
The atheist.
There's no pizza god. And it's not up to you.
Those Kashi people are a bunch of atheists.
Yeah.
Look, there are three essential essential ingredients to every pizza. Uh-huh. There are three things that must exist for it to be a pizza. If you do not have one of these things, it's not a pizza.
Okay.
Bread.
Uh-huh.
Like the little pita flat bread or the thick crust, whatever kind of bread you want to put it on, but bread.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato paste.
Mm-hmm.
And the cheese. Those three things must exist for it to be a pizza.
Okay.
Otherwise, it is merely either if you don't have the bread... Then it's just cheese and tomato paste.
But you can put it on pasta?
Sure, but it's not pizza.
Oh, okay.
If you have the bread and the tomato paste, you just have a sloppy mess. There's no cheese. It doesn't count.
It's still good.
You have tomato paste on bread.
Yeah, but that's good.
Sure, that's good.
Okay.
But it's not pizza.
Oh, okay.
If you have the bread and no tomato paste and no cheese,
mm-hmm.
all you have is bread.
Okay.
And then whatever you put on top of it
is just caramelized onions.
Yeah, bread and caramelized onion. That doesn't make it a pizza.
Well, listen.
Yeah. So that's not Kashi, but it's still really good. And you should try that too if you have it. If you don't have it in Texas, well, then maybe you should come up north.
No, you know why? Because in Texas, we have real pizzas. That's why. Real pizzas with tomato paste and cheese.
What's wrong with your eye? Did you get an eyelash in it?
Yeah, I got something in there. It's annoying. And and besides it, we don't do all that. Then the next thing you know, you got dogs living with cats. It's just anarchy. I'm not doing it.
Where all of the northerners live, not the Yankees.
Bluebellies.
Northerners.
Bluebellies.
That's all.
Bluebellies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Lottie.
Thanks for calling in. Call back again soon with your weenie-less hot dog.
I like her. She's sweet.
Hamburger with no buns.
She sounds like she's just this cute young adult, and just I would like her. since we're going off of how people sound.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I happen to know she's 63.
She is not.
And that you wouldn't like her.
She is not.
Hey, Faith and Brad, this is Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred. To your episode about the top friend show.
Okay, now, is Fred tall or short?
And I don't have anything to say about Fred.
No, come on. Now, you've heard his voice.
I don't have to say
you
it about everybody.
You are the king of experts of tall or shortness.
I'm a woman.
I need to know.
I'm not a king.
Queen.
Is there blood in my pants?
Okay, Alvin.
There he is. Look.
Where'd it come from?
I don't know. I must have cut myself shaving.
Oh, no. Ooh, pretty leg. Listen. Okay. Focus.
What? Me? What?
Yeah. I need an opinion on Fred's height.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Based on his voice. You said you could judge anything. You were the one. You said. I heard you say it. You can judge people's height by the sound of their voice.
I did not. I said that I.
You have amazing superpowers.
I did not.
You're the Wonder Woman.
Okay. All but you said. I don't know. I haven't talked to him enough to know.
Oh.
She's going to have an episode about that.
Heard enough?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what he's talking about now, so I have to rewind a little bit.
About the Top Friends show.
Yes, Top Friends.
You can't have an episode about the Friends without at least playing at least one of Phoebe's songs. Here's my favorite.
Phoebe's songs.
Oh, yes.
Now, Grandma's a person who everyone likes. She bought you a train and a bright, shiny bike. Lately, she hasn't been coming to dinner. And last time you saw her, she looked so much thinner. Now, your mom and your dad said she moved to Peru. But the truth is she died, and someday you will too. La 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 la.
Too funny. Thank you, Fred.
That's good.
That's genius, Fred. Thank you.
I forgot about his. We forgot about Smelly Cat.
Oh, and Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat.
What are they feeding you?
Genius.
Smelly Cat.
Chrissy Hynde sang that song.
Smelly Cat. It's not your fault.
Grandma's pretty good, though. That's a good one.
Oh, boy.
Very good. Very good. We're moving right through these. I like this.
Oh, okay.
Mama, baby, this is here's Elvis. Elvis Presley, the king. And I just want to say I've been listening to your show, and I think it's a wonderful show. And I come back from the great beyond. The great beyond.
Elvis has called us from the great beyond. Mark this day down on on your calendars.
Elvis
called.
Called.
Elvis called the Two Blind Squirrels show.
Today.
Tomorrow, Houdini. But today, Elvis.
The great, and the reason I came right from the great beyond is because of IHOP.
IHOP?
They don't have IHOP where I was. So, it's been a wonderful thing.
No IHOP in heaven?
All the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity breakfasts around the world.
Oh.
Oh, it is a wonderful thing. Oh. But I do love your show. The
well,
only thing
you.
Is,
yes.
I wish, yes. I think I'm gonna cut you a new theme song. Nothing wrong with the other theme song, but
Bridges.
I'm the king, I think.
Well, you're the king,
I can probably fart a better song than what you got there.
Well, probably, because you're the king.
Anyway, you know, I love your show. And
yes?
Are you really squirrels?
Elvis, I think you're a little confused. No, we're not squirrels. The name of the show is a play on the saying that even a blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while, and It's a play on that theme that we're being silly and we're goofy, but hopefully every once in a while we'll give out a little nugget of truth, and that's kind of the
that's what that means.
Yeah,
huh. To me now, you know, I've been in the great netherworld for a long time, but you sound human to me, and I'm going along with it. Hey, it's 2008, I guess. It's a wonderful thing, but you guys are great, and
Thank you.
Just keep on keeping on, and.
Don't be hunting any squirrels.
I'm going to start. I was practicing a little bit of a song for your intro here.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to get Elvis. Elvis Presley is going to sing us.
Two blind squirrels. They're just two blind squirrels.
Seems like it. Seems
you gotta listen
vaguely familiar to another tune he's done before.
I don't know. I got to keep working on the words, baby.
Oh, but, that's pretty good. I like that.
I think I'm going to keep trying. But anyway, no offense about the song, and I feel bad about my comment. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pray the Lord. But I don't have time to pray the Lord right now. I know you've got more show to do. So this here's Elvis the King.
Elvis.
Back from the great beyond. Come back for the In-N-Out Burger and the IHOP. And Piggly Wiggly. Whatever all kind of stores you got
the
over
pig.
There, baby. This is Elvis Got Love For You. The two blind squirrels. And may you listen real close for the cars that are coming so the two blind squirrels don't get hit. So take care, baby. This is Elvis. Got love for you. Bye-bye now.
Well, thank you, Elvis.
Oh, how cool is that?
That is so awesome.
Have we arrived or what?
Golly, Elvis is I mean, I thought we'd arrived when we were getting calls from Australia, but now we're getting calls from the great beyond.
The great beyond.
Elvis himself.
The four corners of the earth and the great beyond.
I am a little taken aback. I'm not afraid to tell you. What does that mean? Taken aback. Taken aback. I'm not sure I know what that means.
Quit saying stuff you don't know what
it
means.
I'm not going to say it if I don't know what it means.
Hi, squirrels. It's Winston.
Well, hello, Winston.
One last time, I promise, and then I'm going to leave you alone, restrain my comments on this.
No, don't leave us alone. Don't restrain comments. There's no restraining comments around here.
No.
If everybody restrained their comment, do you know what this show would be like? Let me just, I'll give you a brief example. Now, that's boring, okay?
Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't want restrained comments.
No.
We want comments.
This topic to the forums. So, Brad, get your pause button ready. Faith, get some popcorn. And I'm going to speak to the issue of predestination for one last time.
Oh, no. Here we go. Actually, I agree with Winston, I think, on predestination.
Oh,
don't
do
I?
I don't
I think
remember.
The last time he called, I actually agreed with him. Well, we'll see.
Oh, wait, you did. Yeah. Yep, you did.
Okay, so... We're going to let him roll on this.
Okay.
Promise. And without getting into the deep theological treaties or the scriptures as whether or not it is, I just want to speak to the effect of the doctrine of predestination.
The effect
and why
only.
It is the second doctrine taught by the early church after salvation by Christ alone apart from works. And that is the predestination of the soul to heaven speaks to the power of God to save everyone that he intends to save. What this means is that no matter how badly I mess up in my own life or how badly I mess up my attempt to witness in front of or to anybody else, God is powerful enough and fully intends to carry everyone to heaven that he intends to get to heaven. And without going into the whole mechanism of free will and choice and everything else, let's just say that once the commitment to Christ is honestly and truly made, God fully intends his, you know, his will and to work to carry to perfection that which he has started. So once you are saved, God will perfect that work, even though you may not like the process, and he will bring you to heaven. This is a comfort to me as I pray for my children and as I pray for my friends, because no matter... Again, like I said, no matter how badly I mess up, no matter how bad of an example I set, the onus is not ultimately on me or my ability to witness. It is on God and his ability to save. And we know from the Bible that God is ultimately powerful and ultimately powerful enough to save. So a proper understanding of predestination of the soul to heaven yields comfort to both the sinner and the Christian. Or conviction to the sinner and comfort to the Christian. And that's really all I have to say about it. You can take it a lot of different places, and you can argue the flip side, but in the final argument, I have to stop here and say, you know what, this is where I rest in Christ, because this is the limit of my faith. I know I can only go so far, and if God doesn't carry me the rest of the way, I'm lost. He has promised to carry me the rest of the way, and he will. Anyway, I keep saying things over and over and over. I'm sorry. I really enjoy the show, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your ministry.
Thank you.
Everything that you guys do. So keep it up. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Winston. That was a very intelligent call.
Yes.
And I let me put it this way. I very much appreciate that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think there is truth in that perspective. However, there is also the perspective that the Bible teaches about rejection, and that we have the power of power. It warns us against rejection. It tells us that if we reject, we will be rejected. So, I don't believe in free will. I believe in bondage of the will, but at the same time, I believe that we have the option, if you want to call it an option, to reject the faith offered to us, or the faith given to us by God to accept His grace. We can reject that. That's my own personal take on what the Bible tells us. And it has to be tempered with predestination, because the Bible also teaches predestination, and somehow those two things have to be reconciled. So my view, or my understanding of rejection, has to be somehow reconciled with Winston's points on predestination. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's such an interesting conversation, because they are both based in the Bible, and they are both there is some truth in both sides, and somehow they come together in God's wisdom. So we have a call. Mm-hmm. We're going to get one more call in here, yeah, because it is from Scott from Medium PA.
Yeah.
And I want to hear what he has to say.
Okay.
Because Scott from Media PA never calls in unless he has something very, very profound to add to the show.
Okay.
Hello, Brad and Faith. This is Scott. Just want to say, first of all, Faith, I'm glad you're feeling better and are back. And also, I want to give major kudos to Helen for outstanding substitution duties.
Well, thank you very much.
Back up all of Jen Avila's praise for Helen. And I also liked her idea of you and Helen doing maybe 3-minute podcast or something called 3 Minutes with Helen, weekly thing or whatever, because I think Helen is a future podcaster. And I mean,
Helen is not Faith. Faith can be pretty much ticked at me and then sit down here and do a show with me. and me and Faith have that kind of relationship where even when we're irritated with each other, we still enjoy being around each other. It's the weirdest thing. But that's why we're married.
Yeah.
Helen, on the other hand, is still not quite mature enough to be consistent. So we have to catch her when she's in the right mood.
Yeah.
To talk and not be shy and
right,
and exert herself and tell stories. Yes, I encourage that in her, and I will try. And I try to get her to podcast with me. We've already had a couple of attempts that have failed, but I will continue to try,
mm-hmm,
and encourage that. And because I think it's something to be fun to do with my daughter, you know, Helen, you know, daughter father kind of thing. But it's not to a point right now where it can be consistent, like a weekly 3 minutes with Helen or anything like that. But you know, hopefully, we'll have a good day soon and be able to do something like that and record a bunch of 3 minutes and we can release them,
and then have
once
them
a week or something. So there you go. Just a little behind the curtains there for you.
I mean, should the Lord tarry till and Helen, you know, grows up and gets married, and
we only have till 2012, people. 2012 is it.
Oh,
Obama's
going
to win this election. Mercy. Then he's going to be shot, mortally wounded, not die, live. He is the Antichrist. And
you're going to go with this? You're putting this on the show.
At his re-election in 2012, the Mayan calendar runs out in December 14th, I believe, of 2012, which is right after his election, his re-election in November, where we will all be hopefully raptured by that point, because that's the end of days, people. Faith is looking at me like I'm crazy. That's one scenario. That's one scenario.
Seriously, why do you go with that? Does it make you feel good? People have been trying to figure out when the Lord's coming back for, 88 reasons why he's coming back in 88. You remember that?
But no one knows when the Lord's coming back. That's people's mistake. But he tells us to be wary of the signs of the end of days.
Uh-huh.
We can all determine the end of days.
Okay.
The Mayans had it figured
out. I don't want to know.
Or was it the Aztecs? Can't remember. Maybe it's both. I don't remember. You don't want to know?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I want to know or
well,
not.
Well, then why are you wandering around spouting? You know, first
that's
of all,
what I do.
First of all, you just
I
said that Obama's
things.
The Antichrist. That's going to get it going. Second of all, every time you say that, I think Charlie's head is going to explode.
Well, then he knows how I feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all feel my pain, people.
Feel my pain. Sorry.
And you predicted the end of days.
Yes. The end of days, 2012. Yeah, December 14th, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not selling anything.
You know how ridiculous you sound.
I'm not selling anything. I'm just telling you what I see.
Okay.
You and Faith get old. Well, Helen and her then future husband could take over two blind squirrels.
Oh, good Lord almighty.
Now my head is going to explode. What did he say?
The husband? What?
No.
And she'd have all this training as backup.
Wait, is Billy Graham... How old will Billy Graham be?
And also, the main reason I'm actually calling is to back up La-Di-Da against... well, not against, but from what Gracie just said in her phone call for this this Wednesday's episode. Like La-Di-Da, I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Ah.
And prefer to be called a New Englander because the term Yankee or Yankees has been corrupted by the New York Yankees, the baseball team. See...
Corrupted or retarded?
Retarded? Ooh, that's a perfect use for the word.
There you go.
Look at this from Star Wars terms. The Yankees are the...
Wait. We just went from predestination to the end of days, to Helen getting married, to Yankees,
to the Yankees,
to Star Wars.
Woo-hoo!
In 4 minutes, people. This is a record.
The evil empire ruled by the Dark Lord Darth George Steinbrenner and his apprentice, Darth Hank Steinbrenner, and the Red Sox are the Good Rebel Alliance, ruled by a group of men who have come together for the good of the people. And as far as Gracie, the Yankees beating everybody, how are they doing in the playoffs this year? Oh, that's right.
They're not
the
even
Yankees
in the playoffs.
Didn't make the playoffs. Ouch. They were third place. They threw away the greatest manager of the modern baseball era.
And you know who is in the playoffs? You know how much money the Yankees spend on their staff?
Oh, a lot.
On their players. Millions and millions. I mean, one player. Then there's the Tampa Bay Rays.
Who got nothing?
Their entire roster of players makes less than one player.
Really?
On the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah. I forget his name. A-Rod. A-Rod makes more money than the entire... the whole team. And yet, they're in the World Series, and the Yankees aren't.
Joe Torre picked somebody else, and they didn't make the playoffs. And yes, while as of the date of this call on Wednesday, the Red Sox are not doing well against the Devil Rays in the ALCS.
They lost.
Rays in the ALCS. At least the Red Sox are there. Where are the Yankees?
They lost.
Well, let me see. I think Derek Jeter is watching from his couch.
Boston is sitting home on their couch with the Yankees, watching the playoffs. Watching the World Series.
But anyway, I just want to, again, call and support La-Di-Da. And Gracie, if the Yankees are always beating everybody all the time and doing so well, why is, again, Derek Jeter watching the playoffs from his couch? But anyway, Gracie, God bless you, and hope you're doing well. And Brad and Faith, keep up the great work. Bye.
We're now referees in a fight. You realize that.
So.
Oh, brother, it's going downhill from here, people. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And now we're going to get Gracie's going to call back and blah, blah, blah. And now we're going to have this big fight. Maybe both of them will be quiet since both their teams are out of the playoffs. Maybe that'll be good. Today is a red letter day because Elvis called.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not
it down.
Let's not forget Elvis.
Elvis called today, it says.
And Winston. Elvis and Winston on the same day.
Predestination.
That's all I'm saying. Maybe Elvis was predestined to call today. God is not outside of time. Adios con Dios.
Adios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.